some voltage.
Hmm.
And there's times that that door would just, like somebody turned it, and it just swang open.
Yeah.
And us kids, me and my brother, we'd jump up and run out there on the porch to see who it was that opened it, you know. There's all times people coming in. And we love to see people come in, you know, come in and just come right on in, you know, walk in. And we had some bad dogs, all right, but as long as you come in at the front door and come up the doorsteps, come in the house, well, it was all right if they knew you. Well, don't go around the wrong side of the house. Had a trail on the south side. You could go around the house and you can go to the well and get you a drink of water and they wouldn't say a word. But had a smokehouse out there. They didn't let you go to that smokehouse. They didn't let you go on the wrong side of the house.
Yes.
Or if you started out the gate going to the barn, you didn't go.
Didn't go far, you were.
No, you didn't, unless you got in a mighty big hurry. But them old dogs, they had lots of sense. Papa could walk out on the end of the porch. It had a long hall, and then I had a porch down the kitchen, you know, out toward the barn. He could walk out there evening and tell us boys shook a sack of corn going to hog hunting next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And them old dog knew just exactly what he said, just good as we did. Boy, they'd go to picking up shucks and cobs and things, you know, and running and playing. We usually kept two or three. Always kept two hog dogs, you know, and we kept another one for catch dog or something, you know. And them dogs knew just as well. And the next morning, 4 o'clock, they'd be running up and down that hall. Mm-hmm. We always got up about 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
And, I still wake up 4 o'clock in the morning, just regular morning call.
You get up at four?
No, I wake up. I don't get up. A lot of times I do get up. If it's bad cold, I have to burn a heater or something. I just lay in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to burn that high priced gas.
Blame you.
But I wake up, though, just as regular.
How did you build a fire in your fireplace back then?
Oh, we always cut our kindling, what Papa called kindling. We keep splinters, you know, lighter splinters.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd get up morning and a lot of time now he'd always put on a big stick of wood or two back in the back and it'd be cold there the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And all you had to do was just put your lighter splinters on that coal and fan it just a little and they'd catch fire right quick. It's rich lighter. And put your stick of pine under there and pile your wood on top of it. It wouldn't be long, you'd have a roaring fire. We always had cut wood in the summer, you know, and it's dry. And he'd always cut what he called back sticks, you know.
Yes.
Well, them old back sticks.
Was that back stick sitting on anything?
Yeah, it had what we call far dogs, you know, far arms.